B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Florida man yesterday struck his daughter in the face with a slice of pizza, resulting in his arrest for battery.
Oh, you can't do that.
No. Police responded to a disturbance call at the victim's Vero Beach home, discovered the 20-year-old with what looked to be tomato sauce on the left side of her face. Inside the residence front door, the ground was covered with pizza toppings. The victim told police that her father, Tyler Warden, came to her home on Sunday to drop a pizza off. But when she told Warden that she was not feeling well and asked him to leave, he began arguing with her. The woman sought to close the front door. Warden allegedly threw a pizza slice at his daughter, striking her in the face.
If there had been pineapple on that pizza, that young lady would be dead.
After the woman dialed 911, cops arrived at the residence and questioned the warden, who admitted, who admitted throwing the pizza, but claimed that he thought the door was shut at the time. An officer noted that he detected a strong odor of an alcoholic beverage on Warden's breath.
Yeah, I threw a piece. I thought the door was closed.
Warden was arrested for battery and booked in the county jail.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
On the misdemeanor charge of assault, so he is going to jail. This is pretty wild. A man whose mummified remains were found inside a home on Sydney, Australia's Lower North Shore after 15 years, was apparently shot dead during a botched break and enter, coroner has ruled. So an inquest on Thursday heard Bruce Robert shot and killed Shane Shellman in 2002 when Mr. Shellman broke into the house. Mr. Roberts, described by his family as an extreme hoarder, a loner, and socially awkward, kept Mr. Sheldman's body hidden in a bedroom for 15 years.
Well, why would he throw it away if he's throwing away nothing else?
Counsel Tina Xanthos told the court more than 70 bottles of air freshener were discovered surrounding the body.
So it smelled good, Kathy.
And what she described as a conscious effort to mask the smell of Mr. Snellman's decomposing remains.
The last thing you want to do is become nose blind when you have a decomposing corpse in your house.
In the weeks surrounding Mr. Roberts' own death, a large buildup of uncollected mail out in front of his house raised concerns among his neighbors about then 50-year-old's welfare. They called authorities on July 21st, 2017. Emergency services broke down the front door, maneuvered through the high piles of rubbish to find Mr. Roberts collapsed over a heater. He was dead. They concluded he died of natural causes between May 26 and July 21, 2017. So cleaners employed to clean his estate discovered the other dude's body.
Wow.
Like a year later. Like it took him that long to go through. He was a hoarder. At least 19 firearms were also discovered inside the home, but the inquest could not conclude which gun Mr. Roberts used to kill Mr. Snellman. Snellman was last seen in 2002, shortly after he was released from prison for drug supply. So a weird story there.
Not popular people.
No. A man is accused of shooting another man because he threw part of a banana at his truck during a road rage incident.
He threw a banana at me.
Robert Lewis. Didn't we just hear from you a little while ago? You threw a pizza.
Yeah, I know. I got a problem.
Robert Lewis and Peter Salad Jr. allegedly got into an argument while driving down U.S. Highway 19, detectives said. Following the argument, Salad Jr. reportedly drove past Lewis, threw a banana at the side of Lewis's truck.
What the hell?
Lewis was sitting in his truck and was allegedly armed with a handgun, so he shot at Salah Jr., and police said the bullet shattered the right front passenger window. Salah suffered a small non-life-threatening laceration to his leg from a piece of glass fragment that struck him.
Just a banana.
Lewis was arrested and is facing charges for shooting a deadly missile into an occupied vehicle and criminal mischief. He is booked into the county jail for $12,000 bond.
Do you have any lawyers that deal exclusively with food?
You're going to need them. You're going to need them, sir.
Specifically pizza and bananas.
A woman named Angela Holloway, I love this story, says that she's been doing the grocery shopping for her mom and stepdad during the pandemic and that she usually separates her pet food from the rest of the groceries. Holloway recently got confused when her mom told her they had eaten, quote, a really lovely dinner of absolutely gorgeous pâté and baked bread.
Oh, my God.
It turns out The couple, originally from the UK, are currently living in France, and no one had noticed that they were actually eating cat food on baked bread. They had apparently struggled with the French labeling on the package and overlooked the photo of the cat on the can. Holloway says that she burst into laughter when they showed her the empty can of cat food. Luckily, nobody got sick from consuming the pet food, but that's hilarious. Lovely pate.
I could see, though. They had sometimes in the way it's packaged.
Yep. All right, and then one last story. We'll wrap up with this. A Sioux City, Iowa man is in custody and charged with arson after allegedly setting his neighbor's house on fire because they didn't mow his lawn.
Because they didn't mow his lawn?
No, because they didn't mow their own lawn.
All right.
53-year-old Lee Bowman was arrested and charged with arson on Sunday just before 6 p.m. Police received a report of a fire. The corner of the home was burning. It caused an estimated $3,000 in damage. A fire investigation revealed this to be arson with sticks and plywood propped up against the house along with a fuel accelerant used. The victims were in the house at the time of the fire, and a neighbor noticed a fire and banged on the door. Court documents reveal that Bowman lives next door to the victim's house. He was upset because he asked the victims to mow his lawn the day before. Oh, I guess maybe it was. Yeah.
Mow his lawn. Wow.
He asked the victims to mow his lawn.
Would it kill you to mow my lawn?
The day before, and they hadn't mowed. He came to the victim's house on Sunday, which was captured on video. Bowman was asking when they were going to mow it. And he tried to take the registration sticker off of one of the vehicles.
I gotta burn this down.
Documents continue to say that Bowman admitted to making a mistake and said gasoline was used along with it coming from a lawnmower. He's currently in the county jail.
I wasn't in my right mind.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
I got this a couple days ago and I wasn't sure if I'd put it in the Bizarre File or not, but I'm going to go ahead and put it here. At 71 years old, a guy named Herbie Allen got one of the most unusual compliments of his life when a healthcare worker told him he has perfect poop.
Perfect poop?
Yes.
You may have met your dream man, Kathy.
Allen said, I love saying that, speaking of his healthy digestive microbiome. Which is so hearty and helpful to those with gastrointestinal problems that he could sell it on a regular basis.
My wife has a perfect vagina and I have perfect poop.
Besides being perfect, Allen's poop also could be lucrative. He said, I found out I can make $13,000 to $15,000 a year for my poop or about $40 a day. Ladies and gentlemen, he's crapping money.
Crapping money.
He's crapping literally money. Allen found out about this unusual attribute when his wife, Patty, went through repeated antibiotic treatments that wiped out the bacteria in her colon, causing such digestive distress that she was hospitalized 3 times. She needed a fecal transplant to help her recover. That's something they actually do.
They do, yes.
And Patty suggested that they test Herbie as a donor. He said, according to this study, many people don't know about fecal transplants, but they should, and they shouldn't be embarrassed to talk about them. He said it helps people with all kinds of problems, including irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's disease. It's even being looked at to help with some autism symptoms as well.
That's amazing.
A good donor candidate is an adult in good health who is known to the patient and who undergoes an extensive series of tests, both stool and blood. A blood test rule out HIV and hepatitis, and stool tests make sure that there are no organisms known to cause disease, such as MRSA. Candidates to receive a transplant usually are infected with a bacterium called C. difficile, who relapse after multiple courses of antibiotics. The bacterium usually infects older people and can cause symptoms ranging from diarrhea to life-threatening inflammation of the colon.
Wow.
Allen had said that he has followed a strict no-sugar or red meat diet for more than 40 years. He eats fish 3 times a week, particularly salmon, and has taken a regimen of vitamins and other nutritional supplements every day for decades.
Look at him.
Said, what I want people to know is I've always been a person who has believed in vitamins He said he takes multivitamin, vitamin C, beetroot, omega-3 fish oil, blueberry, and garlic pills every day religiously. He eats the same thing most days, including 5 tablespoons of almonds every morning and a shot glass of organic vinegar and a glass of V8 juice with no sodium. So he's it's paid off. He's got perfect poop.
Man.
Now you can crap money.
It's amazing.
Yep.
Cottage industry coming right out your ass.
All right. How about this one? A Florida woman battered her boyfriend with soiled dog pads during a late night confrontation that also included the victim getting sprayed in the face with Windex.
So dog pads, we're talking about like dog diapers?
Like puppy pads.
Puppy pads. All right.
All right. So investigators say that Ann Walsh attacked her 64-year-old beau inside the couple's Clearwater apartment Thursday evening.
I don't want you to be my beau anymore.
Walsh was arrested for domestic battery. Walsh engaged in a physical altercation with the victim while he sat on their couch. The retiree, cops allege, took soiled dog pads and threw them at the victim. During a post-arrest interview, Walsh reportedly copped to also spraying her boyfriend in the face with Windex. And a judge has ordered Walsh to have no contact with the victim, who apparently was not injured during the dog pad incident.
Yeah, no, she's dynamo in the sack.
Walsh's rap sheet includes several prior domestic battery arrests, all of which involved the man identified as the victim in the alleged May 20th attack.
That's no way to live.
What a couple.
It's no way to live.
All right, so you think you've seen it all in baseball, but you probably haven't seen a player actually attacking an umpire with a bat.
Oh.
Until today, a Dominican baseball player was arrested in doing just that. Elvis LeBron took a swing at the umpire who had just thrown him out of the game. The attack was all caught on film and shared by Dominican reporter Hector Gomez. The video shows LeBron and another player arguing with the referee at the plate over something. The umpire motions for the player to leave the game, and he comes running toward the man and appears to throw a punch, swing his bat at him, and then throw his helmet. I mean, like he was just...
out of his mind.
Like he was in battle. Yeah! The umpire is thrown or falls to the ground at some point before LeBron continues the attack. Spectators and players enter the field to break up the fight. Gomez wrote that the umpire reportedly came back into the game before being transported to the hospital an hour later, and LeBron was arrested shortly after the game. I think this guy was courted by the Cubs at one point.
Was he?
Yeah.
So well, you see why they didn't go with him.
Yeah. All right, an investigation is underway after hikers noticed nearly 100 trees on a public trail were cut down illegally.
Ooh, Christmas time.
Now, listen to this. Kay Sanders, a hiker, said that she has hiked the Ouachita National Recreation Trail in Arkansas for 30 years and was devastated to see the damage done last week. She said no one has a right to do this. According to the sheriff's office, a hiker saw 6 men taking chainsaws to trees on the trail last week. Central Arkansas Water, which owns the land through which the portion of the trail runs, says a homeowner whose property backs up to the trail contracted the work to be done. Raven Lawson of the Central Arkansas Water said that she received around 50 emails and dozens of phone calls about this. She said they believe that 100 trees were either cut down illegally or had the tops shaved off of them because the homeowner wanted to view Lake Mamel, which was blocked by the trees.
So blew the trees out.
This idiot.
Didn't own the trees.
Didn't own the trees, yep.
Bastard.
They start
a fire.
They believe most of the trees will die, and the ones that will that don't will take years to grow back. Central Arkansas Water said that they will clean up the damage once the sheriff's office finished the investigation, and this guy could face some criminal and mischief and of the first degree for that. Because, dude, you don't own that.
Come on, yes, not your property.
All right, and there you go. We'll end it there. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.